SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This bulletin, anti-corruption watchdog finds evidence racist awards were issued by an elite Northern Territory police unit. The federal opposition sends the government's immigration deportation laws to a Senate inquiry. And the United States rejects Israeli claims a UN ceasefire resolution has damaged negotiations with Hamas. An anti-corruption body investigating claims of racism within the Northern Territory's elite police unit has found evidence to support the allegation. A series of racist award certificates allegedly handed out by the Forces Territory Response Group came to light in February at a coronial inquest into the death of Indigenous man Kumanjayi Walker. The certificates triggered a joint investigation into improper conduct within the unit by the NT Police and the Northern Territory Independent Commissioner Against Corruption, Michael Riches. Mr. Riches says evidence collected so far supported the allegation that awards had been issued within the Territory Response Group that were racist towards Aboriginal people. Victoria's Truth-Telling Commission has begun hearings into historic injustices related to land, skies and waters on Gundijmara country. The Yorug Justice Commission travelled to the site where colonisation began in the southwest of the state, hearing evidence of theft and massacres from local elders and traditional owners. Commissioners were taken to the site of the Convincing Ground Massacre, Victoria's first recorded massacre. Commissioner Travis Lovett says the site was emblematic of broader colonial violence against First Nations people.
It is there that European whalers used their guns to fend off Kilgar Gundij people from accessing their own resources, which they had done for thousands of years prior. First Peoples' land, water and resources were illegally and forcibly taken. We were denied access and the ability to practice our culture and speak our language. Our ancestors were slaughtered in massacres.
Traditional owners have described Labor's approach to offshore gas development as a betrayal that breaches international law. A group of First Nations people, including Rylene Cooper from Save Our Songlines, have written and published a letter to Indigenous Australians Minister Linda Burney, Assistant Minister Malandine McCarthy, and Lingiari MP Marion Scrimger. The letter calls on the federal government to listen to Indigenous voices and claims an amendment to offshore gas legislation is intended to remove their consultation rights to be heard on developments in Sea Country that affect cultural heritage and songlines. Josie Alec, the First Nations lead from the Australian Conservation Foundation, was among those who signed the letter.
With these projects going ahead, we will damage those futures. Our children and their lives are at stake here. These bills that are being put through, these legislative bills being put through, trying to silence our voices as First Nations people, cannot be done. We need to stop this and we need to create a better way forward.
The government says it has added an environmental safeguard to the proposed legislation, requiring both the Environment and Resources Ministers to approve changes to consultation processes. The Northern Territory's most powerful land council has criticised the government's handling of ex-tropical cyclone Megan, saying vulnerable people were left cold, hungry and in danger. The severe weather event tore through northeast Northern Territory on March 17, bringing heavy wind and rain and cutting off communities. An evacuation of the remote community of Borurula on March 18 was called off after Australian Defence Force planes could not land as the eye of the cyclone neared. In a statement, Northern Land Council Chair Matthew Ryan says the government's response was inadequate and put residents in danger. A minister in the Northern Territory government, Mark Monaghan, has defended his government's response.
And the bottom line with it is, if no one dies in these spaces, how could you say it was a horror? At the end of the day, that's our job, to keep people safe. And we did that with the emergency team and the incident controller managing that.
The federal opposition and the Greens have sent the government's proposed legislation to make it easier to deport immigration detainees to a Senate inquiry. The bill would impose a prison sentence of up to 5 years on people refusing to cooperate with their deportation, with a mandatory sentence of 1 year. Home Affairs Secretary Stephen Foster fronted a two-hour Senate committee hearing last night after the bill passed in the lower house. Opposition Home Affairs spokesperson James Patterson says they haven't got the answers they need on the legislation.
They couldn't explain how or when they would use this legislation or who it would apply to. In light of that, it's very difficult for the Coalition to support such a rushed passage of this legislation. We are very concerned about unintended consequences.
Australian politicians have welcomed a ruling that Julian Assange will not be extradited to the United States and may be able to appeal the extradition order. The High Court in London has ruled that Mr. Assange will not be immediately extradited to the United States until it provides assurances he will not face the death penalty and can use the United States First Amendment in his legal defense. Independent federal MP Andrew Wilkie introduced a successful motion of support for Mr. Assange in the lower house last month. He says the court's decision to adjourn the appeal until May the 20th is good news.
The delay is good in itself. Getting those assurances are good in themselves. But what I think is even better than all of that, it does give us a three-week window for Julian's legal team and for Julian himself to perhaps cut a deal with the US Department of Justice.
Back home, the Albanese government has defended its record after a decision to water down its fuel efficiency laws ahead of their presentation in Parliament today. Transport Minister Catherine King and Energy Minister Chris Bowen revealed the government's final plans for new vehicle rules yesterday, under which utes and large SUVs will not have to be as green as initially proposed. The fuel efficiency laws, which were the subject of continued criticism by the opposition, will also pose penalties for exceeding emission targets for the first 6 months of its operation. The United States says Israeli claims a UN Security Council ceasefire resolution has hindered hostage talks are inaccurate and unfair. Israel has called negotiators from Qatar, saying Hamas was not interested in talks after the resolution called for an immediate ceasefire not dependent on the release of more than 100 Israeli hostages. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh has said the resolution, supported by all Security Council members apart from the U.S., which abstained, shows Israel is losing diplomatic protection after the deaths of more than 32,000 Palestinians. The U.S. is working to persuade Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to consider alternatives to a ground invasion of Rafah after Mr. Netanyahu cancelled a delegation to the U.S. following the vote. But U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller says Israel has misrepresented Hamas's response to the hostage release proposal, also contained in the resolution.
That statement is inaccurate in almost every respect, and it is unfair to the hostages and their families. The description of Hamas's response that has been aired in the public is all from news reports. It's not the actual substance of the response, and I can tell you that that response was prepared before the UN Security Council vote, not after it. We are going to continue to work to try to bring the hostages home.
New research has found carbon credit projects that claim to fight climate change by regrowing Australia's forests are largely failing. 10 Australian academics have published a paper analysing 182 projects that use the controversial human-induced regeneration method to generate carbon credits for the offset market. The projects are supposed to capture climate change-causing gases like carbon dioxide by regenerating native forests or through land use changes, allowing companies to offset their emissions. Australian National University Professor Andrew McIntosh says researchers found almost 80% of the projects experienced negative or negligible change in tree cover over the study period. And to sport, Essendon forward Peter Wright says players need to adjust to how high hits are adjudicated after becoming the latest star to receive a suspension from the sports tribunal. Wright has been suspended for 4 matches for an airborne hit that led to Sydney defender Harry Cunningham being concussed. Meanwhile, St Kilda forward Max King has failed to overturn a 1-match ban for a glancing head-high bump on Collingwood's Finlay McRae. The pair joined St Kilda's Jimmy Webster, suspended for 7 matches for a brutal pre-season hit on North Melbourne's skipper Jai Simkin, with the AFL desperate to reduce the amount of concussions in the game. And now having a look at the weather around the country, Broome, sunny 31, Perth, similar conditions 32, Adelaide, also sunny 25, Melbourne, a shower 221, Hobart, cloudy 20, Albury Wodonga, sunny 27, Canberra, partly cloudy 26, Wollongong, a shower 223, Sydney, possible shower 25, Newcastle, showers 27, Brisbane, rain 26, Townsville, light thunderstorms and rain, top of 30 degrees, Cairns, showers 31, Alice Springs, mostly cloudy 26, Darwin, showers and a possible storm at top of 33 degrees, and the Torres Strait Islands, scattered thunderstorms and 32 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.